Good morning again. Thank you for being with us this Sunday. You know, as I'm preparing for the sermon on Sundays, I do a lot of research. I look into the text. I look into what other commentators are saying about the text. I think about events happening in the world today. And then sometimes my mind wanders down odd rabbit holes, and I find myself researching things that somehow all work together towards understanding the text better. And this particular week, I was investigating the strange language that military people develop to talk about the very unique life that they live within the military. And oftentimes, a lot of military terms are unique only to their particular existence because the rest of us don't encounter that sort of thing. And one of the things that I encountered as I was thinking about this text was the military word Girdo. Now, you may have never heard the word Girdo before in your life, at least in particular, if you haven't been in the military for the last 10 or 15 years, you probably haven't. It's a portmanteau. That's when you squish two words together. The words squished together are gear and weirdo. And of course, you can easily see where those two things might go together. What I think a lot of people don't realize is that a lot of people who are in our current military right now don't necessarily get their equipment in ways that you or I imagine they do. I think in many senses, we all assume that soldiers wear, use, and operate equipment that are GI, government issued. And the fact of the matter is, our soldiers are provided with equipment. Strangely enough, it's not always the most cutting edge and absolute peak of the market equipment, which we would think it would be. But instead, sometimes our soldiers can purchase things for themselves that are actually superior to what the government provides them with. And this includes things I wouldn't imagine that you could purchase on your own, like body armor and helmets, to things that I sort of imagine you would purchase for yourself, that includes things like GPS units. But as it turns out, there's a whole world of marketers out there who are presenting products that are quote-unquote military-specific or military-specialized or military-quality items that one can use that does just so many different things. Everything from telling time like a watch to really, in all honesty, doing some very odd and specific tasks. The idea is that one could have a gadget or a widget for any particular circumstance one wanted to. So, because there are going to be some people out there who decide to, over-equip themselves, well, not surprising, folks in the military came up with the word Girdo to describe those individuals. People who just have pockets and straps and packs and bags and just every conceivable piece of possible equipment for every conceivable possible circumstance. Now, one of the problems with folks that are so burdened down with this endless quantity of gear is that most of the people that fit into that category never use any of the gear. In fact, a lot of the people that fit into that category never set foot outside of their bases. They're individuals who are not combat forward, whose job it is not necessarily to engage with the enemy. Those people actually try to keep their equipment fairly lean. One of the reasons for that is, well, quite simply put, they have to carry it. They have to carry it while walking. They have to carry it while hiking. They have to carry it while marching. They even have to carry it while riding in uncomfortable vehicles, which means it can't be too bulky. And so those folks, they try to hold themselves down to what they absolutely need in the field. It's the guy that never actually goes out and does the stuff that actually might accumulate the massive quantity of inventory that would get you the not so complimentary name of Girdo. And I'll say, I've noticed that this is true for people in life. Some folks carry around more gear than they need. I'm going to be the first to admit, I carry around a lot of stuff with me on a day-to-day basis. I'm very thankful that men's pants have large pockets because I like to carry around a good pocket knife. You never know when that particular tool is going to come in handy. I also like to carry around a flashlight with myself. Over the years, my reason for this has transitioned from I don't want to get caught into the dark to my eyesight's not as great as it used to be, so sometimes I need a bright flashlight to read small text. But whether it's carrying around a flashlight in your pocket all the time, or whether it's having an entire suit of gear that you don't need, we human beings want to make sure we're provided for, that we have all the stuff that we need. And so, of course, in today's gospel lesson, Jesus challenges us to question whether or not we're more the lean, well-equipped soldier who's ready to go out in the field at a moment's notice, or whether we're the Geardo who's going to sit around the base and never once actually go out to do missions because that's not their job. He questions whether or not we're making the right choices as to what we carry around with us in life as equipment, as gear. He says to his disciples, if you really want to be a part of the kingdom of God, if you really want to be just what God wants you to be, sell off your riches, sell off your wealth, sell off your possessions, give to the poor. Now, he doesn't actually qualify this in any way, shape, or form. He doesn't say, sell off the stuff you don't need. Have a yard sale. He doesn't say, sell off the stuff that's extravagant, the things you really don't need. He doesn't even say, sell off the stuff you think you can live without and just pare yourself down to the stuff you have to have. Jesus just makes this blanket statement. Sell off everything you have and give it to the poor. That's a pretty difficult statement to follow. And so Jesus goes on to explain exactly what it is that he wants us to understand. And he uses these various parables about preparedness, about being prepared as though you were a servant working in a household, waiting on your boss to come home, who might be here at any hour of the night. Do you have your flashlight out? Are you ready to welcome him home? Or being a homeowner, you can't possibly be prepared for when the burglar comes because you can't possibly know. Who's the burglar? Who's the boss who's coming home? Well, he would say it's Jesus Christ returning. Well, Christ is saying this, so it's a pretty good warning that we need to really hold on to. He's reminding us that our time in this world is not necessarily guaranteed. We don't know if we'll be here tomorrow or next year or 1,000 years from now. There's just no way to know. So he's encouraging us to act now. Whatever it is that you think that you need to do as a part of the kingdom of God, whatever thing that you think you can contribute to the overall welfare of God's ministry here, don't wait until later. Be prepared to do it right now. And ask yourself, is my life, well, is it overburdened? Am I carrying too much with me? Have I built up around myself a wealth of gear that I don't need? I don't use, and I'm not just talking about stuff now. I'm also talking about attitudes, perceptions, political leanings, philosophies, ideologies, every ism that exists. We are a society that is absolutely swimming in cultural gear, definitions and labels and tags and identities. Whereas what Christ is saying is, the only thing you actually need, the only thing that you really should be concerned about, is your relationship with God and how that defines you. Not how you define yourself, not how the world defines you. How does God define his relationship with you? That defines who we are. It's also not asking us to be reliant on ourselves, to leave for ourselves the possibility that we're ready for anything that we need to be ready for in our own power and ability, but instead encouraging us to fully, wholly, and completely rely on the grace of God. Well, that's a difficult thing, because now we're relying on equipment that we don't have any control over. If we fully, wholly, and completely rely on the grace of God in every circumstance and situation, then it completely takes control out of our hands. And we're very uncomfortable about that, because what is a Girdo but somebody who wants control over every possible situation that might come along? I can certainly understand why somebody in the military during a time of war would want to be prepared for every possible eventuality, because what would give you a greater sense of helplessness than being in a war where potentially your life might at any given moment be taken away from you? You would want to cling to anything that you could get your hands on that might give you a sense of safety. This is why Jesus is instructing his disciples not to cling to anything. Because in doing so, we get a false sense of safety. None of that gear actually does any good. Whereas fully, wholly, and completely relying on God's grace, love, and wisdom does. So as we gather in this moment when Jesus gives this, what I think to us seems like a very difficult instruction. Sell what you have and give your money to the poor. Basically leaving his followers without resources. We come to understand that what Jesus is calling for his disciples to do is to ready themselves with the only resource that truly matters, and that is faith. And that applies to us too.